Good morning, Coach.
Be a good day to stay in and read a book, I think, today.
Yeah, I think you're right.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Thanks for calling in, appreciate it.
No problem.
Good time, I think, speaking of reading and books, to maybe do a little preview of the upcoming school year. I know a note posted by the superintendent says that the just concluded summer program was very, very successful this year.
Yes, we had a lot of involvement this year, great attendance. I think it was 2,800 kids participated. Certainly the educators and staff appreciate all their work this summer, and now it's preparing for opening bell, as you'd say in the old days.
That's right, yes. Do they still ring a bell, actually?
You know, I don't know. It's a good question.
They probably have an app that comes over the kids' phones or something.
Yeah, right.
But yes, September 8th is first day of school for grades 1 through 9, and then 10 through 12 is September 9th, and then pre-kindergarten and kindergarten September 13th. And it looks like it's full in-person learning, correct?
That's the plan, Joe, yeah. Absolutely.
What is
now, we're in a little, obviously there's a lot of talk right now, particularly nationally, on the variant and some of the numbers and some of the states that had lower vaccination rates were hit hard with the variant. But we're in good shape. Massachusetts is in very good shape. Again, my hat's off to the governor and his team. And certainly our own public health team has done a remarkable job with this. So, yeah, I feel good about in-person learning. And we'll probably have a school committee meeting just prior, or we'll speak to school committee colleagues, the superintendent and I, about the whole issue on the masks. And I'm, personally, I just believe that should be an option. If kids want to wear one, they can wear one. Just like this past summer school, we had as an option. A few kids wore them, many didn't. We didn't have any issues this summer with any kind of an outbreak. So I think we're in a good place. And I think the masks overall, you can listen to all kinds of experts on this, but there's certainly an argument to be made. The masks create other issues for kids. So, I think we'll hopefully we'll be good. We'll be in a good place, but that's the plan right now. Full opening, and look forward to working with the staff, the superintendent, his team again, and for another successful school year. Hopefully, we can get back to the basics, right? Math and reading, and science and English, and get focused again on these kids' future.
Right. I know that you've also expanded the bus transportation routes once again, restored it back to the original 1.5 miles for some elementary kids. Yeah,
that's correct. And we're still doing the, the checks on all the buildings to make sure the systems are working well.
Mm-hmm.
We will be getting another batch of Chromebooks so that if there is another issue this year, we'll have enough for every child. That we're using the federal money for. Those are the types of things we can use the federal money.
Okay.
We're Superintendent Mulvey, Assistant Superintendent Aaron Perkins, met with them yesterday, going over a number of issues, and they're on top of it. They really are. They have a great team over there, and principals are working hard in preparation, and there'll be three new principals in the system this year.
Oh, that's right. Yes, some retirements for longstanding service, so that'll be some big shoes to fill for sure.
Absolutely.
Any update on the contract negotiations with the teachers union that you can share with us?
No, there really isn't.
Okay.
I think essentially teams agreed to push it off to September with people's summer vacations and so forth.
Sure.
So hasn't been anything new to report there.
Okay.
I do know that there are other city unions that have since signed, so we're in a good place overall.
Can we talk a little bit, Mayor, about the implementation of the Marymount Park Master Plan, which has been ongoing over the past several years, but something very visible this year on the upper part of the park, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I mean, we did a master plan a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I can recall many years ago meeting with Peter Adams from the Adams family, who was the designee from the family, the liaison to the city, as well as the Park Service, and going over that master plan in pretty good detail with him. And, it's called a master plan because it deals with every aspect going forward with the park, but these things take time. It can't be implicated overnight, implemented. And it just takes money and resources and effort. So this latest phase, some people probably saw the columns go up. What the hell are they doing that for? Now it makes sense with the fence going between the columns.
Yes.
It's a beautiful wrought iron fence, a really handsome looking. And I think that area really is going to be continue to improve and look spectacular.
As I recall, weren't those the gates installed by the high school vocational students? Or
yes, so the original columns were done by a stonemason, Freddie. And the gates themselves, we involved the school kids at the VOTEC or the high school, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the rest of it was just too much for the high school to do.
Sure.
So we had to go out to bid on that, and it looks great. It really does.
It does.
I think it's really, really raises the bar, if you will, on our parks and how they look, and it almost has a Boston Public Garden feel to it.
Mm-hmm. What's the status of the Marymount Parkway improvements?
I think that's a good question. I don't know if it's rebid. I think we had some issues when we bid it, so it was being rebid.
Oh, okay.
Specs were being adjusted. As people know that have driven through there, it's a little bumpy because we've done all of the utilities on the ground, which you know, you have to do. We talk about that all the time when we're doing streets, but certainly down there's some challenges because you're near the riverfront, the creek and all, so water table is challenging. So they did a good job with all that, so we're ready to go on the pavement. And then the separate piece of that would be you go over a little bridge toward the Furnacebrook Parkway end of Marymount Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two bulk box culverts under the road there, and it's really, really been compromised, and it's getting close to its end of use. So Congressman Lynch has been working hard on an AMROC for that piece. So the bridge is a separate project. It's probably about an $8 million piece, and then the rest of the roadway probably in the $2.5 million range.
Wow. Yeah, it's probably folks don't even realize it is a bridge. It's not what you think of as a bridge, but
that's right. Yeah, you see the railings going, but it doesn't feel like a bridge. Although if you look on both sides, there's water on both sides of the road. So
that's right.
One should figure it out.
Yes, exactly. Finally, Mayor, you're planning to have an in-person your annual cookout is back this year.
It is back. Yes, up at Pageant Field, which is a beautiful spot. Great business there of the harbor, Quincy Bay, and a clear day you can see Boston Light.
Yep.
Yes, that's a great. It's always a great night. It gets people together, and it certainly adds work to me because usually people bring up issues and constituent concerns and job requests and housing requests. But that's okay. That's part of the job. But it's really about just getting together, having a burger or a dog, have some fun, bring the kids up. On the slides or the moonwalk, whatever the heck they call these things, but the kiddie stuff. And hopefully, I don't know, I haven't looked at the weather, I got my fingers crossed, but hopefully it'll be a beautiful evening for it.
No rain. I think it's going to be quite toasty, though, so folks should prepare for warm, 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 very warm weather.
Well, it is the summertime.
It'll feel like it
is in the evening, so it should be a little better.
Yeah, exactly. Good to talk to you, Mayor. Appreciate your time, as always.
My pleasure. Enjoy the day, Joe.
Thank you. You too. Yep, bye-bye.